How many explanations are there for the existence of our universe?
Philosophical naturalism, the worldview undergirding evolutionism, can provide only three explanations. First, the universe is merely an illusion. This notion carries little weight in an age of scientific enlightenment. Second, the universe sprang from nothing. This proposition flies in the face of both the laws of cause and effect and energy conservation. As has been well said, nothing comes from nothing, nothing ever could. To put it another way, there simply are no free lunches. The conditions that hold true in this universe prevent any possibility of matter springing out of nothing. Third, the universe eternally existed. The law of entropy, which predicts that a universe that has eternally existed would have died an eternity ago of heat loss, devastates this hypothesis. There is, however, one other possibility. It's found in the first chapter of the first book of the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In an age of empirical science, nothing could be more certain, clear, or correct. A verse to ponder. Romans 1:20. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.